Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Jefferson City Administrator, Mike Palmer, joining us now. So thank you very much, Mike, for coming on.
Well, good morning, Coltrane.
Yes, indeed. It sure is there, Mike, and had a nice little city council meeting. A couple of the things that the council did approve is moving on the second reading as they approved to amend two different ordinances with a third reading yet to be had to increase the water rates by 5%, which will start at the end of this year, as well as raising up the sewer rates to 11% effective the next fiscal year that starts on July 1st of 2023. Can you tell us a little bit about the information on both of those subjects as far as maybe what the projected increases for both bases?
The first one, as you mentioned, is the water rates. That'd be like a 5% increase. It would take the base rate up by 35 cents, roughly, which is your base rate includes for water your first 1,000 gallons under base fee. After that, per 100 cubic feet, it goes up 37 cents. If people want to see what the conversion looks like, they can get online, and we have a table on our website that shows how to convert that. Or they can just call the office, and they can help them do that too. The other one is the sewer rate, and this is more of a function. It is quite an increase of 11%. This is primarily to finance the improvements that need to happen on the sewer plant. We have discharge requirements now that they've gotten a lot tougher over the years. It was either build a new plant or if we could refurbish the one we have, refurbishing and upgrading it was a much more reasonable way to go, even though it's very pricey. Our latest price tag on it is $15 million. So what we put in ours is 11% increase starting next fiscal year and running for 5 straight years after that.
Another thing that's kind of associated with that is the first reading to amend an ordinance to increase residential landfill fees and residential sanitation fees. Can you give us the details behind those proposed increases?
Well, this was something that both the Sanitation Committee and the Finance Committee looked over, and it was painstaking, I'll have to be honest, because all these rates going up, inflation, you know, it hurts. Unfortunately, with like sanitation, we're getting those increased costs ourselves. Look at our bottom line is that we're just losing money on it. We have to make an adjustment. The question came up from one of the council members. It's, you know, this seemed like a pretty big raise increase all at once. And yes, it is. It's over $1 a month increase on the basic trash pickup rate to start right off with. But to address this is to go on a longer-term approval of just 25 cents increase on these rates for over the next 4 years, which hopefully it'll keep us so we don't have to keep revisiting any kind of large rate increases.
And so from my understanding on our last conversation, Mike, you gave the reasons why the water rate has gone up from historical of 3% to 5%. That's the cost of materials and also trying to recoup some of those funds for your eventual water plant replacement that's reaching the end of its design life currently. Is the residential sanitation rates a little bit of a different animal in that is there a cost increase there? Because you're not really using materials or chemicals like you are with the water.
That's true. We're not using that, although there's a fuel cost and the equipment cost. That's what really this equipment replacement, as well as our as sanitation takes care of their equipment, it's still very, very pricey to keep it on the road. And the manpower, landfill fees, naturally same reason. Where we take our landfill, to the landfill we go is they have their fuel costs, equipment costs, and labor costs. Those are all passed on just down the line. So it's kind of a spiral all the time, and we're just trying to keep a handle on it the best we can. We've really kept our labor force down as much as we can. I think we're just down to like one guy who does recycling, and one who picks up residential garbage, and one who does commercial. That's pretty bare bones. And when they're on vacation, some of the other public works people just fill in.
So has there historically been these kinds of increases on the sanitation rates and landfill fees before in the past, or has it just been kept flat for the last number of years, and now all of a sudden you have to have these steady increases like you proposed?
Well, that was part of the issue is that we just tried to keep it flat. We did more of an increase several years ago, thinking that that'll hold us over for a few years. And I think it would have, but with all the prices unexpectedly going up, that just didn't work out. So I think a better off plan now is just to go with annual increases like we're going to do as the 25, do one initial larger increase and then to keep it small for the next 4 years.
And it looks like that initial proposal of raising the rates up by a dollar for sanitation and also increasing the landfill fees for the remainder of this month and then having that quarter cent increase on the beginning of the next four fiscal years, each of those fiscal years. What I'm trying to get to is, when should Jefferson residents see that increase go actually into effect?
Well, they have a couple more readings of this, of the ordinance, so it may be as on the December 1 billing.
And some really good news, unbeknownst to everybody, I'm sure, but we finally have been able to close out the runway extension project out at the Jefferson Municipal Airport. The council was able to put the final ribbon on that one with the approval of the final completion on that project. Talk to us about those details.
Well, they did a number of votes. One was a change order, one's for the final pay estimate, and the other one's just to do a finalization of the whole project, a total of a little under $1.5 million. It's been a long time in the making for this to happen. Just want to point out to people that this was almost 100% paid for by grant money.
And now with that one off the plate, the council did also approve to award a bid, and albeit a rebid, of the bathhouse improvement project over at the Jefferson Municipal Pool. Tell us about the winning bid on that one, Mike, and what's included with that particular bid.
Well, you're right. This was bid some time ago, and the bids came in very high, and that was for two family bathrooms. After seeing the higher bids, Park and Rec Board went back to look and maybe we can just do one family restroom. Well, that did bring the price down quite a bit, and it's acceptable with only one bid on it, but we felt it was a really good one. So it was around $90,000 for the base bid, and they did do an addition on it, which is about $14,000 was for an alternate for some cabinet work that was going to be done in the bathhouse. Another thing to point out is when it comes to money, this is being financed by the Park and Rec share of Hotel Motel, which they have the adequate funds to pay for this upgrade.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with our Jefferson City Administrator, Mike Palmer, joining us once again. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.